Hello there, I'm Paige Estrotori with your weekly insurance news wrap, courtesy of Financial Services Online. Kicking things off in the Sunshine State. As we edge closer to the new financial year, Queensland businesses should prepare for a modest rise in their workers' compensation premiums. WorkCover Queensland has just announced a 4% increase. Acting CEO David Healy says the move to inch premiums up from $1.29 to $1.343 per $100 of wages is a strategy to stave off sharp price hikes in the future. Queensland is to keep the scales of economic stability in balance with workforce welfare, even as it confronts rising mental injury claims. The state continues to reward businesses with strong safety records. So as always, prevention is paramount. Now to a cautionary tale in New South Wales. Hanine Asfaw's bank accounts have been put on ice after accusations of fraudulent medical claims. She received statutory benefits following a car accident in December of 2022, but is now facing legal action for allegedly sourcing an additional $380,594 through counterfeit invoices for treatments she never received. This alleged fraud underscores the importance of vigilant detection efforts of insurers to protect the integrity of their claim systems. Asfaw's case is still in progress with the intention of ensuring the recovery of the contested funds. Continuing in the courtrooms, insurance titan IAG stands against allegations of sly pricing practices. The Victorian Supreme Court has been set the task of uncovering the truth behind accusations that IAG purposely upped base premiums before applying promise loyalty discounts. This lawsuit, led by Slater and Gordon, could directly impact over 1 million policyholders under the RASI v. SGIO and SGIC banners. Depending on the outcome, IAG customers could be looking at significant compensation. While IAG refutes the allegations, let's not forget last year's whopping $50 million in fines handed to both IAG and RAC for similar scam. We are eagerly anticipating the case management hearing on October 3rd. Rounding out this week, IAG has been dealt another blow, this time from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. AFCA has called out the insurer for mismanagement of a flood damage claim. A driver's policy was only a few days old when his car suffered water damage. Even though the initial claim was rebuffed due to a lack of complete documentation, AFCA intervened, citing the driver's challenging situation, which included a remote location, financial hardship, and a broken leg. Beyond paying the claim, IAG must now compensate the driver an additional $5,400 for unintended hardships caused. Regulation and vigilance continue to play a critical role in our financial industry. So as we wrap up this week's update, remember to stay informed about changes that may affect you. For more insights and assistance with your personal and business insurance needs, check out Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Once again, I'm Paige Estrotori, and this was your weekly insurance news wrap for Saturday, June 8th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in. Until next week, stay safe.